is a war. It's happening now. It will decide the fate of humanity. The time to choose sides has come. We are the Resistance. We are the InfoWar.
Welcome to the InfoWars Nightly News. I'm David Knight. It's Monday, October 13th, 2014. Here are our top stories.
Tonight, secret weapons, fake badges, and the Pentagon. Then, protective clothing fails to save the latest Ebola victim. And the Clintons' attempt to register militias like sex offenders. That's next on the InfoWars Nightly News.
Bill Clinton, admittedly, I saw the numbers a few months ago, more than half the tens of millions he raises a year with his charity goes for his fleet of private jets.
Well, of course, yesterday we learned that now we have a second Ebola patient in the United States, the first time it's been transmitted within the United States. And this was to a healthcare worker who was wearing protective clothing. She was wearing a full protective gown, gloves, and face shields as she cared for Mr. Duncan. Now, the chief clinical officer, Dr. David Varga, said this individual was following full CDC guidelines. We're very concerned. We're all concerned. The first response from the CDC appeared to throw blame on the staff there, saying they didn't believe that protocols had been followed. And of course, we've seen this in Spain as well, but this is what American nurses had to say.
When the nurses become infected, they are blamed for not following the protocols. That is not going to work.
And of course, as it spread in Spain, they criticized healthcare workers, threw them under the bus, but they weren't having any of it. They threw their surgical gloves at the health officials who were criticizing them. Now, take a look at the local healthcare official, Judge Jenkins, who's really in charge of the response there in Dallas. Look at the difference in where he was about a week or so ago as he addressed people and told them about how he had gone into the apartment. He stayed with the people. He transported them. And he was at a press conference wearing the same shirt. Here's that clip from a week ago.
I'm wearing the same shirt I was when I was in the car with that family. If there were any risk, I would not expose myself or my family.
So that was about a week ago. Look at the difference in tone yesterday as he announced that it has spread.
The people that were self-monitoring, all of whom are healthcare professionals, will now be monitored twice daily by epidemiologists and interviewed today by CDC epidemiologist.
Now, what he eventually got around to saying was that 48 healthcare workers that they previously didn't consider to be a high enough risk to monitor, they are going to start monitoring them now. We also learned from the Telegraph that when the nurse went to the emergency room, she was waiting for 90 minutes before they put her in treatment. Now, the CDC chief is also changing his tone. He says that they now need to rethink how they're going to address infection control as the outbreak of the deadly virus has spread. They're going to have a new strategy, evidently. I wasn't aware that they had a strategy. Do they have any way that they're planning to contain this? Of course, there is no treatment for it. There's not any cure. All they can do is provide some medical care, and we're severely limited in that. But they're going to rethink this. I would like to know what their strategy is if they really, in fact, have one. We haven't even heard mistakes have been made. They haven't even got that far. We certainly haven't heard a coherent strategy. We've seen them issuing quarantine orders and then going into the apartment and then walking into a press conference afterwards. That's the kind of inconsistency that we've seen as it looks like they're trying to spread this. Now, the WHO is saying that Ebola is the modern era's worst health emergency. They say that economic disruptions can be curbed if people are adequately informed to prevent irrational moves to dodge infection. That's right. We don't want you trying to do anything that's going to harm the economy in order to save yourself from catching Ebola. See, their priorities are really the economy. It's really keeping continuity of government. They don't really care if the public comes down with a massive pandemic because, of course, population control has always been a goal. So they're looking at this, and we see from the World Bank, we also see from foreign policy, that what they're really concerned about is not the public. The World Bank has said that 90% of economic costs of any outbreak, quote, come from irrational and disorganized efforts of the public to avoid infection. Yeah, that would be irrational to try to avoid infection. They say we're seeing right now how this virus can disrupt economies and societies around the world. Adequately educating the public, they say, was a good defense strategy and would allow governments to prevent economic disruptions. Well, they're not really trying to educate the public. They're basically giving us happy face news, a Pollyanna version of the Ebola outbreak. Take a look at what's happened just today. We had a flight come in today from the Emirates that has been quarantined at the Boston airport, Logan Airport. Apparently, five passengers on board on a flight from Dubai were experiencing flu-like symptoms. Crews are on the ground responding to the situation. And those passengers, however, were not in West Africa. Still, we have at least one emergency responder in hazmat gear that has boarded the flight. Now, it's important to remember, as it looks like maybe they're exercising more caution than is necessary, it's a good thing to try to quarantine people to stop this from getting out of control. I would rather see them err on the side of caution. We should remember that Ebola truly is an airborne virus. As Stefan Molyneux pointed out this weekend, it's airborne in airplanes. That's the way it was brought to Nigeria. And we should take a look at the Nigerian example to see how they got that under control. In this report from the LA Times on September 30th, they say that if no new cases occurred in Nigeria within 42 days, the outbreak would be over. That has been hit now. And so what they're saying is it's important for all countries to be vigilant because there's, quote, still ongoing transmission in the heavily affected countries, even after they don't see any new cases for 42 days. And of course, we've learned in the past that they're telling people not to have any sexual contact for up to 3 months. That's the CDC's figures. I've seen it ranging anywhere from 7 weeks to 7 months that they report that people are still shedding the virus in urine and sexual fluid. So they were very careful, however, in Nigeria. Look at this report from Eurosurveillance where they looked at how the Nigerian government got control of this. They say that all 20 cases stemmed from a single importation from a traveler returning from Liberia on the 20th of July this year. Now, of course, that was by airplane. They say he flew from Liberia to Lagos, Nigeria in a commercial airplane with a stopover in Togo. The case became symptomatic while flying, and he collapsed at the Lagos airport upon landing, which prompted him to seek medical attention and led to a number of people being exposed to Ebola. But now, this is the point. A total of 898 contacts were subsequently linked to this index case, including 351 primary and secondary contacts and 547 tertiary and higher order contacts. You understand? They quarantined 898 people because of this one person on a plane who collapsed. They still had 20 people come down with Ebola. What have we done in the United States? We've been days without doing anything in Dallas, and we've already seen one other person contract the virus. And taking us out to break, Joe Biggs is at the border looking at what's being done there to protect us from an outbreak of Ebola.
I'm Joe Biggs with Infowars.com on the Rio Grande River in McAllen, Texas. Now, we're at a point where we know that everything the CDC's been saying up until this point has been a complete and total lie, a joke. They tell you that there's nothing to worry about. Meanwhile, the nurse who was taking care of Thomas Eric Duncan, who died from Ebola, has now contracted the disease herself. Meanwhile, she was wearing the proper protective equipment to keep the virus out of here. So that leaves a couple things up in the air. Was there a breach of protocol like the CDC is saying that she missed a few steps when she took off her gear and got it that way? Or has it gone airborne? There's been many articles and doctors who have been working on the Ebola virus for 10 years or more. And they're saying that they think that the virus has began to go airborne. But we've told you time and time again that a place like this, there's been reports that it's so easy, and we've shown you that it's so easy for other than Mexicans, people like that from Liberia, to go into South America and travel up into our country and bring the virus into the U.S. Now we have the general of Southcom coming out and saying that, yes, he took a trip down to Costa Rica, went to an embassy, spoke to someone there, and they said they had ran across two gentlemen from Liberia who said they were on their way to New York. Now, it doesn't take 21 days to get to New York, so it's pretty easy to say or safe to say that they could come into our country, get by the Border Patrol, and then start showing signs and symptoms of the Ebola virus and then go to a hospital. And meanwhile, it would be hard to do a contact tracing on the amount of people they've been in contact with while sneaking through these countries, because there's no way to follow that back. You know, that would be very hard. And that's the scary part. He says if Ebola breaks out in Central America, it would completely sweep all those countries, completely just taking it over, and it would just be a deathbed of Ebola in that whole area. And then what's going to happen? We have really good doctors. We have top-notch health facilities. What's everybody going to do? They're going to want to try to get into America like they've been doing, like Thomas Eric Duncan did. What did he do? He lied. He made it through the airport and got into our country and has brought it here. Our country keeps saying there's nothing to worry about, but I'm telling you right now, it's something to definitely worry about. You know, I've been out here many times, and today I've never seen as much security as I have on the border since I've been out here for the past few months. There's been 3 helicopters already in the past hour fly overhead. There's multiple police and border patrol vehicles everywhere. 4-wheelers, Army, Air Force. What do they know? What aren't they telling the American people? The CDC keeps saying that there's nothing to worry about, but meanwhile, we've seen so far that they are not in control. They don't know what to do with this. They're not being professional. They're not telling us the truth about what's going on. And their ego is so big that people are slipping up. They're not passing down the information about how to protect people to the lower tier people, to the EMT guy, to the ambulance driver, things like that. So what's going on? Is this a huge legitimate threat? Are we going to die of Ebola? Or is this another false flag? Is this an attempt to scare Americans into wanting to take these vaccinations that Big Pharma is pushing, to go get the flu shot that you normally wouldn't take or you'd be scared to take because you know of all the bad things that are in the shot? The mercury, the metals, things like that that should not be in your body. Things that most of the time would people have very large allergic reactions to. The times that I've taken that stuff, it makes me very sick. So what is going on here? What are they telling us? What aren't they telling us? So you got to stay informed and stay up to date. Continue to go on Infowars.com. Listen to Alex Jones. And then don't even listen to us. Take the information we give you. Take the disinformation that the Center for Disease and Confusion is saying. Watch Fox News and all that and compare. Go do your own research. Stop being lazy. Don't let us tell you what's going on. Listen to what we have to say because we're out here on the front lines bringing you information. But take that. Do your own research. Come up with it. Come up with your own idea of what you think's going on. And let us know on the videos, in the comments. Is this something that you're really scared about? I know a lot of people that I've talked to thus far, I would say it's about 50-50. You know, some people saying that, yeah, this is a legitimate threat. I'm kind of scared about it. Most people I've talked to, it's parents who say they're more worried about their kids than anything. They're scared because the lack of security, the lack of the information being passed on to the doctors and schools and at small medical facilities. So it's a big thing to worry about. So don't get scared. Don't go crazy out of your mind, but just be informed. There's nothing wrong with that. Listen to what has to be said and try to make your own decision and protect yourself and your family, because that's all that matters at the end of the day. I'm Joe Biggs with Infowars.com.
DNA Force.
When cells become toxic, they die early and aging sets in.
DNA Force.
No one has put together a formula that focuses directly on brain health, nerve growth factors, and optimizing your cellular energy at the same time. Just one of the key compounds, BioPQQ, is backed by major clinical studies.
DNA Force.
We now have the synergistic solution. Secure your DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
DNA Force.
The globalist social engineers are not just targeting us with propaganda. They are manipulating our genetics. We are being targeted at every level by estrogen mimickers that lower our testosterone and other hormones and natural compounds that the body needs. After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic super male vitality formula sourced from powerful organic herbs and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. Super Male Vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose. For a limited time, we are offering 15% off Supermel Vitality at InfoWarsLife.com to introduce you to this powerful supplement. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Supermel Vitality. InfoWarsLife.com.
Did Chris Brown just endorse Endgame? Earlier today, the R&B singer tweeted out his thoughts on the current Ebola pandemic, calling it a form of population control. Now, much like anything that the singer says, his thoughts were instantly met with criticism. But are his thoughts that far off? Now, earlier this month, Nation of Islam leader Louis Farrakhan also spoke out about Ebola, calling it a form of population control. He specifically said Ebola, like AIDS, was designed to kill black people. We've reported extensively on the elite's obsession with eugenics, which is, of course, the idea that the world should be culled of its less desirables. Now there is its current-day incarnation, population control, which the elites have been obsessed with for more than 100 years. Take into account the National Security Study Memorandum 200. It was completed in December 1974, under the direction of Henry Kissinger. It outlined the implications of worldwide population growth for U.S. security and overseas interests. The policy gives paramount importance to population control measures in countries that the U.S. would seek to exploit their resources. And in 2006, Dr. Eric Pianca, a biologist based at the University of Texas in Austin, advocated the need to exterminate 90% of the world's population through the airborne Ebola virus. And we cover all of this, eugenics and these race-specific population control measures, extensively in our documentary, Endgame.
In the draft copy of the United Nations Global Biodiversity Assessment, it states very clearly that we must reduce the human population from its current level of about 6 billion people down to about 1 billion people.
In the 1970s, South Africa developed race-specific bioweapons to target blacks and Asians, and then subsequently sold the technology to Israel in the mid-1980s. In September of 2000, the Project for a New American Century published a document in which Dick Cheney described race-specific bioweapons as politically useful tools.
And somebody mentioned, well, why would they want to reduce the human population when that means less money for them? Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Now, you can watch Endgame in its entirety for free right here, or you can head over to the InfoWarsStore.com and pick up your own high-quality DVD. But whatever you decide to do, visit InfoWars.com, become a subscriber to the Alex Jones YouTube channel. Every day, you are going to find the information that you need to fight the New World Order. So thanks for the endorsement, Chris Brown.
I began to get into iodine a few years ago because it was helping me and my family so much get healthy and detoxify. I believe our research is conclusive. This is the best iodine out there. And I know this for a fact. Nobody else has got iodine based on these pure crystals, ladies and gentlemen.
For a limited time, experience the ancient power of Survival Shield X2. Take advantage of this unprecedented 30% off super detox special at InfoWarsLife.com.
Introducing the first proprietary oxygen-based intestinal cleanser, OxyPowder. Backed by FDA-approved phase 1, 2, and 3 clinical trials, all the toxins from the air, the food, the water, ultimately ends up in the gut or affects the gut. Take your health into your own hands and start cleansing your body today with OxyPowder. Secure your OxyPowder today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Does anyone in the federal government really understand what their mission is? We see today that the Pentagon has unveiled plans for dealing with climate change. Yes, that's their priority, climate change. Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel addressed the Conference of Defense Ministers of the Americas today with a comprehensive plan on how the U.S. military will address the effects of climate change. Listen, the hockey stick that Michael Mann created, that Al Gore has used in his documentaries, is not happening. The rise in CO2 has not been accompanied by a rise in global temperatures. They've gone down, yet they're still jousting at that windmill. They're still trying to pretend that that's something that's real. We have a real hockey stick emergency, and that's the Ebola outbreak. Yet the military is not the right tool to use there either. Except that when you see that the only tool that you've got is a hammer, everything looks like a nail. We've gone from a situation where every problem in society needs to be addressed by the federal government to a situation where every problem in society needs to be addressed by the military or a militarized police. We've got a drug problem? Throw brute force at it. And that's what they're doing now. Now, when we don't understand what the mission is, when we see that back in 2010, for example, remember in 2010, July 2010, we had the head of NASA under Obama saying that his mission was to reach out to Muslims. And so now we see the U.S. military fighting Ebola, fighting climate change, and of course, involved in many wars throughout the world. Wars that in many cases are perhaps started by false flags. Have we seen the uncovering of the planning of a false flag in a trial that's going on right now? The Washington Post reports that in a probe of silencers, it leads to a web of Pentagon secrets. They say a criminal investigation has exposed a secret weapons program that was entwined with allegations of a sweetheart contract, fake badges, and trails of destroyed evidence. Now, this is a civilian naval intelligence officer who conspired to manufacture untraceable batch of automatic rifle silencers or suppressors. He conspired with the brother of the directorate, a guy who is a mechanic, an auto mechanic in California, to make 349 suppressors. They say they don't really know what the purpose of this was. Was it really a rogue mission, or was it something just criminal action that these guys were involved in? Now, they work in the Pentagon, and they have, listen to this, a directorate for plans, policy, oversight, and integration. They say the directorate is composed of fewer than 10 civilian employees, most of them retired military personnel. And as one person from the Navy said, I know it sounds goofy, but it was like they were building their own mini law enforcement and intelligence agency. Now, the interesting part of this is that it isn't just this group of people conspiring to secretly make untraceable suppressors. In a pretrial hearing, a defense attorney for the auto mechanic accused the Navy of impeding the investigation by destroying a secret stash of automatic rifles that the silencers were designed to fit. See, the plot thickens. At this point, the Navy is destroying rifles that these silencers are going to be put on. And so they asked the question. Well, of course, the prosecutors there for the government immediately said, stop. This is top secret. They point out that if foreign-made weapons were equipped with unmarked silencers, the source said, the weapons could have been used by U.S. or foreign forces for special operations in other countries without any risk that they would be traced back to the United States. Yes, it looks like the perfect setup for some kind of false flag terrorist event or staging something either domestically or foreign. Remember that it was just about a year ago, it was back in August of 2013, that we reported here at InfoWars that the U.S. Army was buying nearly 600,000 Soviet AK-47 magazines fully loaded. And of course, the U.S. Army doesn't use AK-47s. These were AK-47s that they destroyed as part of that plot. Well, speaking of conspiracy theories and suppressors, let's talk about Dick Cheney. He's doing interviews, and he said in an interview with Bill Kristol, I think 9/11 will turn out to be not nearly as bad as the next mass casualty attack against the U.S., which, if and when it comes, will be something far deadlier than with airline tickets and box cutters. And Cheney also defended the so-called enhanced interrogation techniques, specifically waterboarding, as well as defending the NSA. And then Kristol ended the conversation by thanking Dick Cheney for his model public service. Amazing. Absolutely amazing. Now, for the last month, police in Pennsylvania have been looking for someone who entered a police station, killed one police officer, and gravely wounded another. That's understandable. What is not understandable is the lengths that they have gone to. It's undeclared martial law, like we saw in Boston following the bombing there. And a couple of examples. I talk about one person who went out to pick up a pizza and didn't get home until 24 hours later. Another one lost a day's pay because he couldn't leave his home to go to work. The massive police manhunt for suspected cop killer Eric Frein has resulted in unannounced and indefinite roadblocks. A shelter-in-place directive prevented residents from leaving their houses for more than 24 hours at one point, and those who weren't already home could not return. Many people were left to sleep in their cars, and as another report says, they're spending $1.1 million per week to look for this cop killer, using up to 300 troopers. Now, they haven't gone crazy like the cops in L.A. shooting people that don't match any description to this man, but this is something that we should all be very concerned about, to see that they can enact something that's equivalent to martial law. As one lawyer said on his website, he said, just because their brethren was murdered, one of their brethren was murdered, does not give them a right to violate your rights. And that's exactly the point. Well, there was a massive document dump on Friday, a great time to put out something that you don't want people to pick up, especially when there's a lot of news about a pandemic breaking out. This one was about the Clinton White House. They say tens of thousands of pages of previously secret files detailing the inner workings of President Bill Clinton's White House as it struggled with then First Lady Hillary Clinton's high-profile failure on health care reform was released on Friday. This is from Politico. They say the papers show a White House that was unabashed in its desires to manipulate the media through selective leaks and carefully chosen interviews. Now, keep that in mind as we go over one aspect that was released on Friday. They're putting stuff out now that is going to support them with their base. And what we're learning is that they wanted to regulate militia groups. They say in the wake of the Oklahoma City bombing, the Clinton administration considered the possibility of aggressive new regulation of domestic militia groups, including publishing membership lists of such organizations, requiring them to register with the federal government, requiring them to get permission before they could offer paramilitary training. And of course, if you're going to ban people giving quote unquote paramilitary training, that's something where the definition is pretty malleable, just like assault rifle. It's not very well defined. But this is also interesting. Advisor Dick Morris said to them at the time, the public overwhelmingly supports a significant expansion in the FBI's ability to investigate militia groups. If you and the Justice Department believe such an expansion would be in the public interest, I would recommend we go ahead with a high-profile announcement. But the White House didn't want any of this. As a matter of fact, someone, Jennifer O'Connor, who is now working for the Obama White House, controlling the IRS scandal, also selling us Obamacare, said this at the time. She instructed them that this is not information that should be put on paper. But now it's been put on paper, and of course it's been carefully leaked to their base via Politico. She also said, the ideas that we've talked about are really bad ideas, and they were bad ideas at the time. Of course, lawyers who analyzed this at the Department of Justice and at the White House said that they strongly believed that it was a serious mistake. Not so much that they thought it would be unconstitutional. They had a little bit of reservations about that, but they were most concerned about how the public would react to it. They said, we worry that further proposals of the type being discussed could be depicted in very menacing terms to average citizens and could tip the political balance against the president. Yes, it looks very menacing to me to register to prohibit militias. That was the main line of defense under the Constitution, not a permanent standing army. They were very concerned that we did not have a permanent standing army. They saw that as a threat to our liberties. It was a militia composed of armed citizens that was to be our line of defense. Well, that's it for tonight's news. Join us again tomorrow at 7 Central, 8 p.m. Eastern. If you're not a subscriber to our broadcast and you're watching it on YouTube, please consider becoming a subscriber there as well as supporting our operation. Your subscription will help to fund this operation, and you can share it with 11 people, seeing the news each night as it happens, as well as watching Alex Jones's documentaries, all available there on Prison Planet TV. Join us tomorrow night. Thank you.
City of Austin tap water versus filtered City of Austin tap water. Okay. I can, like, taste dirt in it.
God knows what's in this.
This has an aftertaste. Tastes like Austin water.
Yeah, it does. Ugh.
These people just sampled City of Austin tap water straight from the faucet. Next, we had them try a sample of tap water filtered through the ProPure G2.0 filtration system.
High quality H2O.
That one is better.
Tastes like nothing.
Yep, I know what good water tastes like. It's good water.
Most tap water contains added substances like fluoride, chlorine, Monsanto's deadly pesticide, glyphosate, and many others. Studies prove that these substances are linked to an assortment of major health issues, including tooth decay, lowered IQ, and even cancer.
It tastes like you're drinking out of the lake when you're drinking tap water.
Yeah, it has processed flavor to it.
The ProPure G2.0 filtration system removes these deadly substances and many more, leaving only fresh-tasting, deliciously clean water.
Okay, this is very tasty.
It's good water.
Refreshing.
It's good.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com today. Use promo code WATER and save 10% off your ProPure purchase. Again, that's InfoWarsStore.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
You are watching the InfoWars Nightly News, which airs 7 p.m. Central at InfoWarsNews.com. Members can share their passcodes with up to 11 other people, and your support is helping us defend liberty worldwide.